Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 27th, 2010. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, sharing that for the benefit of first-time listeners. We prepare these messages to encourage and instruct each weekday morning. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, Trying to Stay Faithful. Two scripture texts that Brooksie will read today, I believe you will see how they relate. Jeremiah 25, verse 4, and Hebrews 2, verse 1.
And though the Lord had sent all his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid any attention. For this reason, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it.
Yesterday, I called a businessman friend of mine. Like so many, he's had some major setbacks in this economy and is presently looking for work. I've known him since shortly before after moving to the Lancaster area in 2001. He has had several jobs over the past 10 years, but each company has downsized or eliminated his position. I was calling him about another matter, but sensed some discouragement and brokenness in his voice. I asked him, not in a superficial way, but in earnest, how are you doing? I appreciate his honest reply, trying to stay faithful. I had prayer with him over the phone and sought to encourage him for a few moments. I believe he was heartened, since our burdens are easier to bear when we know others are praying. His experience, and some of you listening today, is expressed in a verse in an old hymn. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without. O Lamb of God, I come.
Our first scripture verse today describes the period just prior to God's judgment of his people at the time of Jeremiah. The message of truth had persistently been delivered again and again, but they did not listen or pay attention.
Paying attention is a practiced discipline of the mind. There are so many distractions in life. In fact, in our electronic age, there's more than ever.
Electronic gadgets continue to appear that should make us more efficient with our time. But in reality, they clutter our schedules and distract us even more than the pre-computer age. I don't know how many people I've come across in the past year that have their cell phones, and it's just they are so distracted by that cell phone. It's hard to have a quality conversation. This is true of all ages, but particularly among the young people.
Well, if you go to our site today, I have an interesting illustrative photo that I took out of a minister's magazine several years ago that shows people in a church pew and the various ways they're distracted from listening to the pastor's message. If you look at the picture, I can state thankfully in my preaching, I've never encountered an inattentiveness as extreme as demonstrated in the photo, but it does illustrate the many distractive elements in modern life. Well, there's somebody fiddling with a cell phone and somebody else with it looks like an iPod, and then there's a lady clipping her nails. I guess they could have done that 50 years ago as well, and the gentleman on the front row is fast asleep. A little boy playing out in the aisle with his truck. Well, I think we all can agree that congregational members can take commercial breaks in their mind during the pastor's sermon, something we need to be on our guard against.
The Holy Spirit-inspired writer of Hebrews states concerning spiritual things, and I quote, "We must pay much closer attention." There's a tendency to pay less and less attention to that which we are already familiar with as we grow older. But giving our undivided attention to spiritual truth really needs to increase throughout life if we are to be mature believers.
When we first moved to Lancaster County, we sat directly behind an elderly couple in our church. Al and Theta Book were veteran servants of Christ, having served in missions and various other roles of ministry, including bishop. They are both with the Lord now, but I recall their very purposeful attentiveness and joyful receptivity as they would listen to the word being preached. Brooksine and I look forward to sitting in their shadow, so to speak, since their earnest response to God's word though well-seasoned in their knowledge and teaching of Scripture, was actually contagious. In contrast, there are those who subscribe to the attitude, "I already know that," as they grow older. Such glum or haughty attitudes shut out the refreshing work of the Holy Spirit in one's life.
The focus of our attention is to be on what we have heard. Of course, in context, this refers to spiritual truths. The Amplified Bible states it this way, the truths that we have heard. Prior to the printing press, and certainly at the time of the New Testament, having one's own personal Bible just wasn't possible. But they gathered and heard the word. Today, most all of our listeners can do both, gather with other believers to hear the word expounded, and also individually study the scriptures in our devotional and prayer closet.
We must give unswerving attention to holding on to truth. And I quote the latter part of the verse, so that we do not drift away from it. I did not feel my friend was expressing this kind of desperation in the sense that he was drifting away from faith, but was merely sharing from his heart the discouragement at persistent closed doors. But the warning is still valid.
A rather obscure verse in the Old Testament describes the people's response to God's word during a time of revival, and I quote this, Ezra read the book of the law aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. This is found in Nehemiah 8:3. A mark of genuine revival is giving proper respect and attentiveness to God's word.
God has called and equipped us to be overcomers in all areas of life, including in attentiveness. Depending on the particular circumstance, some have more overcoming than others, but God is able and willing to meet us in our place of need. Today, let us heed the clear warning of Scripture and let us, and I once again quote the second daily text, let us pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away.
Let's pray together. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Without it, we would walk in darkness and be led astray. We want to give proper attention to your word, respect its message, and follow its instructions so that we will not drift from the truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us today. Brooksine does have an additional study note on the post, but I see our message is getting a little longer. We have a certain time we shoot for, but we don't make them the same length every time, as many radio messages make. Some just tend to be longer or shorter than others. We do have several supplemental resources up on the site today, musical resources, as is our custom. As Brooksine does the editing, I'm working on the photos and musical supplements to the message, and I have several that are available, either as a link to a video or a link to an audio. Steve Green's song, Find Us Faithful, many of you have heard that. The classic hymn made famous in the Billy Graham Crusades, Just As I Am, I quoted a portion of that hymn in the message today. That's a video by a musician by the name of Brian Dorkson, and a beautiful version if you care to listen. And then there are several others, really of all types of music, but really having that overall theme of being attentive. And finally, I heard Brooksine holler down. She typically works on her part upstairs in her kitchen, and I'm down in the home office. And she said the song, I Love to Tell the Story. And she suggested this song due to a line in it. That says, I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And that's my desire, that I will be that way, and I hope it's yours as well. That's how attentiveness would work.
It's my desire, and there's nothing more beautiful, and that's not even a good word to think. Since I'm not writing, I have to think out loud here, but I think of Alan Theta book that Stephen mentioned earlier. We have their picture right on the bookshelf looking down upon us, and they serve as an inspiration to us even years after their death. But I think of my grandfather, my seasoned grandfather, and how when he would be in church, he would be listening so attentively, and I'd hear those amens, and it was just a real learning lesson for me as a young child. And so we do teach even children by our attitudes and our respect toward God's word, no matter what age we are. But I think particularly as we grow older in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, January 27th, 2010. Have a blessed day and continue to pay more close attention. Mm-hmm.